Amen. Praise the Lord, church, and good morning. God is good, and all the time, and that is nature. And this morning, I'm blessed. My name is Mungai Paul. I am born again. Christ is the Lord in my soul, and I'm happy and delighted to be here this cold, chilly morning. And it's good to see all of you, that you made it, despite the cold, that you did not take the second blanket. Indeed, you threw away all of them to come to the house of the Lord and to be blessed together and to enjoy in the presence of God. I won't stay for long. I want to take very few minutes because we also have the table of the Lord before us. This morning, as the word has been read to us, there was time that Jesus was in his ministry and about to start his ministry. And he is going ahead recruiting some people or disciples who are going to be helping him in the ministry that is about to undertake. And the topic for today is the making of the Lord. The making of the Lord. Jesus called the disciples, and as you have read here in Matthew chapter 4 and from verse 18, that he told them, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." These people had their own businesses. These people had their own life. These people were continuing, or they were doing well, as we would say nowadays. Someone was just doing well. They were continuing with their life. But here there is some interruption that has come forward. There's this Lord Jesus who have met them, and he wants to make them something different. They were doing something for a living for this world. They were fishing fish to eat and consume and sell just for him. But Jesus called them to make them fishers of men. This morning we want to look, what is this making business? When Christ called us, and when Christ invites us to his kingdom, and he tells us, "I'm going to make you fishers of men. I'm going to make you my worshiper. I'm going to make you my servant. I'm going to make you my disciple. I'm going to make you my child." What does it entail? Praise the name of the Lord. That first of all, God is in the business of making us. All the moment and all the time, God is calling us to make us something. When you wake up in the morning, God has woken you up and has called you to make you something, or to impact for the day in the course of the business or the things you'll be doing. And when God is doing this, and as we have seen, when you are looking at these disciples, they were in their normal schedule. So God made them, or Christ will call them to make them still when they were still in their normal schedule. Praise the name of the Lord. That God, all the moment, he is calling us and he's ready to invite us to his table to make us something. Sometimes we do not understand what he wants to make us, but it's good to obey this call of God when he calls us to make us something. And the goal of Christ is to bring out the best in us. The goal of Jesus when he calls us is to make us and to bring the best in us. There is something that is in all of us. There is something that has been put in you. And you may be thinking you're just a fisher of a fish. But God is telling you, "I can make you fishers of men. I can help you. I can make you impact the world in the business you are in. I can make you impact the world in the job that you are in. You're not just there to fish cash, to fish profit. You're not just there to fish resources. You can still fish men where you are." Praise the name of the Lord. Because we are all being called to make and to be fishers of men. And when God calls us, he calls us because he has an assignment. You know, Christ did not call these disciples and then place them somewhere waiting for something or thinking about what they are supposed to do. No, he called them with an assignment already. In fact, the assignment was so big that even until their death, they were still doing the assignment of making fishers of men. Praise the name of the Lord. Where God has placed you, where God has called you in the work that we are in our homes, he wants us to be fishers of men. Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes we'll be distracted so much with the fishing fish or the things we do, the normal business we do. But indeed, even in the midst of them, God has an assignment that you can impact someone, you can help someone, and you can still fish men even where you are. Praise the name of the Lord. And this is the most paramount thing to Jesus. He did not tell them, "Come, I will make you big guys. come, I'll make you big people. You'll be the most prominent guys in Judea. You'll be the most prominent guy in Palestine. Your names will be big and all those kind of things. He called them to make them something. And this thing was to make them fishers of men. Praise the name of the Lord. In our businesses, in our homes, where God has placed us, it is not just to make name, but indeed to be fishers of men. Indeed, it is to impact the world. Indeed, it is to change the world. And as even now we are going to the period of Advent and waiting for the Lord to be born, indeed, as we wait for that day, as we wait for him, as the celebration, of course he was born, the celebration about his coming, indeed, he wants to remind us this reason why he came. It's not just for us to celebrate where we are, but indeed is to make fishers of men wherever we are. And in whatever you have, these guys did not even have education. They were not so much prominent in the land they were in. This guy did not even have names, but they had the obedience towards the calling of the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. And that is the most important things, that when Christ calls us, we need to obey. When Christ calls us, we need to follow him. And everything that God has given us is a gift. You know, the ability to fish was a gift. It was like a training for Peter and his brother Simeon, Bartholomew. It was like a training for them. And wherever we are, sometimes we don't understand where we are and the reason we are there. But sometimes it is just a training that indeed you are placed there to have something that to be used to fish men. That should be used to impact the world. That should be used to impact your homes. That should be used to impact your neighborhood. And be used to impact our nation. Praise the name of Jesus. And you know, this kind of making, and this process of making is not that smooth. You know, it's not that smooth. It has hindrance, it has ups and downs. It has challenges. But the most important thing is to stick with the Lord Jesus, even as he continues to make us. And even as continue to make us, first of all, he needs us to accept and to have clean hearts. David would say that, create in me a clean heart. Because I don't want a refined heart. I don't want the heart that I was using before. I don't want the one that has been refashioned. I want a new one. Praise the name of Jesus. In every newness of life and aspect of life you want, we need to pray for clean hearts. And you know, the business of creating is only the business of God. The word here used for creating is the word used for creating the world. And the word he used here is only applied when God is doing something or when God is creating. When man is doing something, it's called making. And when God is fashioning something from nothing, that's when now we have the creating. Praise the name of Jesus. God is calling us. God is reminding us. God is reminding us this morning that even as he calls us to make us fishers of men, we need to have clean hearts. We need to ask for clean hearts. We need to ask for new hearts. We need to ask for new attitudes. We need to ask for new mentality. Sometimes we think we cannot impact our neighborhood just because of the way they are. Sometimes we may think we cannot impact someone just because we cannot. But we need a new heart to change that attitude. Praise the name of the Lord. You need a new heart to understand that indeed you have the ability to impact. You need a new heart to know that indeed the one that is using you is greater than you yourself. You need a new heart to understand that the one who called you did not just call you to fail, but indeed call you to succeed in the assignment that he gave you. And when we are being made, and when God continues making us, there'll be pruning that will be involved. And the pruning will not be that smooth business. Sometimes it's painful for God to prune some behaviors out of us. Sometimes it's so painful for God to prune some habits out of us. Sometimes it's so painful for God to prune even our friends out away from us. But indeed, we must obey and accept to be made if at all we are going to impact. Very first, as I conclude, what are we supposed to have or what are we supposed to do for us to be able to impact and be made by Christ. First of all, always listen to the voice of God. Always listen to the voice of God. You know, God speaks all the time. God speaks to us every day. God speaks to us through his people that he has sent. God speaks to us through his word. God speaks to us directly to our hearts. And most of the time when God speaks, sometimes we do not listen. Or sometimes we are crowded with so many things. But these disciples, they were in their normal business. But when Christ called, indeed they heard. When Christ called, they listened. They didn't continue with what they were doing. Sometimes we need to leave what we are doing and just listen to what God is saying. And just listen to what Christ is saying. What is this word that he has brought to me? Just meditate about it. Indeed, if you want to be a fisher of men. Indeed, if you want to be made, just listen. Just meditate. This word that has come to me this morning, what is it saying? This word that came to me last night as I was reading the word, what was it saying to me? What was the impact on it, on my life from this holy word of God? Number two, we must obey the voice of God. We need to listen. And number two, we must obey the voice of God. Obedience is crucial for us to be made. Because you cannot make something if at all, or you cannot help someone if at all they are not willing to be helped. Suppose you are molding a pot, and this pot, suppose it has the ability to refuse what you are doing. You know, you mold it this way, and then the head turned this way. You mold this side, and then it turned on this side. We must obey. An obedience is better than all the sacrifice we can offer to God. Praise the name of Jesus. And David would say, burnt offering and sacrifice, that is not what you desire. That is not what you are looking for. That is not what you are asking for. What you are asking for is obedience. St. Andrew, 8:30 a.m. service. Indeed, God is calling us to a sacrifice of obedience. God is calling us to a sacrifice of heeding to what is he putting in our heart. You can hear the word, but if you do not obey, it will be of waste to all of us. Praise the name of God. And the last thing, we must leave behind our own businesses. And businesses here is in quotes. I'm not telling you to go and resign tomorrow. We must leave behind the things that will be distracting us when we are following Jesus. We must leave behind the habit that will be distracting us when God will be making us. Because he cannot make us, and at the same time, we are holding the baggage that indeed we had. There's a movie called it was a poem, The Pilgrim Progress. Yeah? John Bunyan, when he was writing it, it's a story of this saint who is coming from this city of destruction to another city of God. And in him, he's continuing to have this baggage behind him. And actually, it continued to increase as he's go on. And he knew very well, until this baggage is out of him, he cannot enter to the city of God. And luckily, God helped him, that indeed, when he was about to enter it, indeed, the baggage was out of him. Let me tell you this morning, that God wants to make us. But God cannot make us when we have impurities. Praise the name of God. God cannot make us when indeed we have things that we think can help us to do what we're supposed to be doing. Can help us even in his making. Sometimes we bring to God our own ideas. When we get the word, we bring our own ideas to the word. That God, you know, you have talked to me, but you know, God, I cannot do this because at this time I'm not ready. You know, God, I cannot obey because at this time it's not convenient. You know, I'm just in campus. You know, I cannot serve you that better because there's not a lot of time. You know, those guys who are finished, they have money, they can go to mission. You know, God, you know, God, you know, God, you know, God wants us to leave all those excuses if at all we are going to be made. Praise the name of Jesus. Because serving God does not require you to be a professional. It only requires you to obey. The gift that he has put in you, whether it is in singing, whether it is in preaching, whether it is in serving, hospitality, all of them. Indeed, he can make you to be fisher of men using those gifts If at all you leave all the rest of the baggage that indeed we carry, and the most of all is sin. Sin of all type will make us and will hinder us from being made by God to what he wants us to be made of. And the fashion and the kind of men that indeed God wants to bring out of us, we cannot help him because he understands and he knows exactly the kind of people he wants. St. Andrew, this morning, God loves us so much that sometimes he reminds us these things. I will say when the word of God comes, it comes because he loves us so much. He wants to make us, but before he makes us, we must listen to his word. We must obey to his word, and we must follow him, and indeed leave everything behind that will be a baggage and a hindrance to us. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Everlasting God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We exalt you for indeed you speak to us when we need you. We speak to us when we don't even understand. You speak to us all the moment. And Lord, you're the one who knows why you bring your word to us at every moment. This morning, guide us and help us, Lord, to be obedient to your word, to follow you, and more so to always listen unto you. For we pray this trusting in Jesus' name. Amen. I will invite the worship team, even as they come here, because we want to pray. And just contemplate about the word of God and what is speaking to us and what he's telling you and what he's asking you and the kind of making he's leading you towards. And indeed, God is ready to help us in that making. If you need prayer of any kind, if you need prayer of any kind to be made of any sort that indeed you desire, God is ready to listen to us. And indeed is able to make you the kind of child and a fisher that indeed he desires. Even as they lead us, let us stand up as we go to prayers. And I invite anyone, if you have prayer, please. We do not have much of time so that we can pray together and ask God for guidance even in the process of making. Ask for guidance even to be the kind of disciples that he desires.
Reign, Jesus, reign. Reign, Jesus, reign.
Prayers, if you need
Jesus
support,
reign.
God indeed is ready.
Help me say, reign, Jesus, reign.
To reign in our life.
Jesus,
and to help
reign.
Us and to guide us.
Reign, Jesus, reign.
Reign, Jesus, reign.
Before the Lord and commit these people before God, who is able to reign in our lives, that he may reign in their life, and also yours too, that indeed in whatever support they need, God will guide and will help them. I'll ask our elder to be behind these people, even as they support them in prayers. Everlasting Lord, you who reigns, you who guide us, you who lead us, O Father, we bring our dear brethren before your able hand, O God, that you who reign in our hearts, in our life, you reign in our situation, O God. You reign in our homes, in our businesses, O God. And you reign in our careers, O Father, that you may reign. We pray that, oh God, in whatever way and means, oh God, they are trusting in you, in what